Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Job chapter 1, I'll be reading from verse 1. The Bible says, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and escheweth evil. Hallelujah. Let's jump. To chapter 2, from verse 1. Are you there? Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, this is the second time now, the Lord says, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered and said, Lord, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? Now this part, he adds the fact that he says, there is none like him in the earth. What a high praise. You know, if your boss says there's none like you, it's more compared to when God says there is none like you. Not just in mafias, in all the earth. May you receive praise from the Lord. Many of us, we receive praise from people. Wow. But may we start receiving praise like, this is my son, this is my daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. The amens, are there Christians in this church? Amen. Praise that comes from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, in verse 1, chapter 1 that we read, God says about Job that he is a perfect and upright man. Someone say perfect and upright. The word perfect means he's complete. He's missing nothing. Character-wise, there's something called emotional intelligence. Have you ever heard of emotional intelligence? Some people don't have emotional intelligence. Are you listening to me? Some people, any small thing makes them cry, makes them weak. They don't have emotional strength. So emotionally, in terms of character, in terms of moral ethics, in terms of anything that a human being needs, Job was complete. And the Bible says he was upright. The word upright, you know, some of us here, we are children of God. But if you get a chance to, you know, pay under brown envelope, cold drink, Job didn't pay one cold drink, no brown envelope, upright. His word was his word. If he says, I will do something, it is done. You don't have to think three times, it's done. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord has asked me to come and say something, and I'll say it in 10 minutes, hopefully, and I will let you go. Some years ago, I was in my room and I was asleep. And as I was sleeping, suddenly the door opened. I'm asleep as this is happening. Suddenly the door opened. I'm seeing my room, everything as it is, and I see the door opening. And a woman steps into my room. It's a lady that I knew very well. Was actually part of our church. And she came and sat down on the floor next to my bed. I don't know why this happens. Every now and then, people will walk into my room and sit on the floor. Anyway, she came and sat on the floor. Then she said to me, I have a problem. And I said to her, what is your problem? And she said, my problem is that I'm very proud. I have pride. And suddenly it disappeared and I awoke. And this was one of the first time things like this happened to me. I didn't know what to do with it. It was just information that I have that this person is proud. The person's spirit came to my room to say that I have a problem. But I knew that if I went to the person, I said, you have a problem. Ooh, Jesus. There's some things that you have to know, but you keep quiet. So time went by, and this lady got a job. Very powerful job. I remember she bought her car, and she had a license, but her driving was not so. So she came to me and she asked me that, can you please go with me to fetch my car? And I remember somewhere in Hatfield there, we went, I drove her car to her place, to her home. Everyone was happy with a brand new car. Nice job, everything going well, everything beautiful. Are you here? And time went by a little bit further also. And I heard that this lady has been fired from her job. And she was back at square one. Struggling in life. And this week, the Holy Spirit was just reliving these things in my spirit and mind, bringing it to my memory and connecting it. That what I saw when her spirit entered my room and confessed her problem is the reason why she lost her job. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Somebody said that you mustn't worry about what you are good at because you are good at it. But worry about your internal problems because they are the ones that have the power to pull you down when you are up there. Sometimes these things, even while you are trying to go up, they pull you down. Internal things. I'm not talking about giants or demons. I'm talking about you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So today I just want to mention a few things that we have to be aware of. That if they exist in us, we must start working. Working to correct them in our lives. Are you here?
Yeah.
Because some of us are blessed. Some of us come from blessed homes. Some of us, we are talented, we are gifted. And as you climb, there are certain qualities that are in you that are letting you down and are pulling you down. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to rush through it because time is already fast spent. But I believe God will speak to somebody. Hallelujah. Now the first one that I've already mentioned is pride. Someone say pride. Come to Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18. Listen to me. I tell you this almost every week, and I don't think you believe me. I love you very much. And I want to see you reach your highest height. Every heart of a father is that they want to see their children doing way more than what they did. When Jesus was leaving, he said, the works that I do, you will do also. He didn't stop there. Then he said, and greater works than these shall ye do. That's the heart of every true servant of God. They want you to even do better than how they are doing. To achieve more than what they've ever achieved. Only three people are saying amen. Mamro, they don't believe me. I want you to rise to your highest heights. It's my heart's desire for you. It's my heart's cry for you. Hallelujah. And you will rise. If you will stay in this church, you will rise. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction. And an haughty spirit before a fall. I just want to read it for you in the Message Bible. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. The Message Bible. Where's the Message? The Bible says, in the Message Bible, it says, first pride, then the crash. The bigger the ego, the harder the fall. So, if you are proud, the Bible says that the thing that comes after pride is falling, is crashing. The problem with pride is that someone who's proud doesn't know that they are proud. But I pray that because I am sent to say what I'm saying, whoever I'm speaking to, the Holy Ghost will minister to your heart. If you realize that you are proud, if you are honest with yourself and are true to yourself, and you realize pride in your heart, please work on it. The Bible says, humble yourself. It doesn't say God will humble you. There's a work that you must do to be humble. Amen. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Amen. So if that pride continues to have place in your life, even if you manage to reach your destiny, Amen. A fall is coming. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Amen. Lucifer had that type of problem. Let's see what Lucifer did. Come to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12. Pindukulu memoya hoingwele Pindukulu mengo si Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12. Are we there? How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? So this verse tells us that he has fallen. It begins by telling us that the guy fell. Now he's about to explain why he fell. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Listen to verse 14. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. So he's saying that me, you know, We all strive to be like Jesus. But our striving to be like Jesus, our mind is not foolish enough to think that we are in the same position as Jesus. This one, he was trying to say that when we pray, we must say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and of Lucifer. That's what he was trying to do here. Hey! You'll be surprised at the things that are in people's hearts. How can somebody work in somebody's company and plot against the founder of the company and take somebody's... It's this. Why don't you go start your own? Why don't you build from the ground? It's pride. I listen to me. Pride always comes before falling. If you see some elements or traits of pride, I mean to say, in your heart, please. If you, in this time, if you pray, go down, and say, Lord, have mercy on me. And start working on your heart. Start working on your heart. Otherwise, either you will never reach where God is taking you, or if you get there, you'll be there temporal. And you'll get down. Hallelujah. There's three things that I want you to notice about pride. Number one, a person who is proud has a lot of I's in their language. Someone say, I. Let's read verse 13 and hear Lucifer's language. He says, for thou hast said in thine heart, now this is Lucifer talking, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount. I will ascend. Look at how many I's. It's all about you. You can't see anybody else. So someone who's proud, you notice in the language, me. Listen, the Bible says a fall is coming after you. Are you listening to me, somebody? The second thing is that a proud person is an equalizer. Someone say equalizer. Now, what do I mean? A proud person, when they get into an environment, they are weighing people. Just weighing people. I'm better than that person. I'm better than that person. I'm better than... Why? Why? Ask your neighbor, say why, please. Why? You are busy equalizing people. Amen. Trying to bring them to your standard or to your... It's like no one can be higher than you. So this guy, Lucifer, when he saw God, he wanted to equalize. We are same. We are the same. I'm as big as you, God. Hey. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, from verse 1 going downwards, Paul explains to us that he encourages us to be like Jesus, who, though he himself was God. Do you remember? In the beginning was God, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he is God. Same position. But the Bible says he never even imagined in his heart to make himself equal with God when he was here on the earth. The whole Jesus. But someone who's proud is equalizing. Your colleague buys a BMW. Even though your budget is tight, you go to buy a Mercedes Benz just so that to balance the equation. You are proud. Just to balance. Why? Ask your neighbor, say why. Some people, when you are talking to them, it's like they can't just receive. They are already planning how to respond. They don't even allow you to finish what you are saying. No, I know. So, yes, come on, just calm down. Please tell your neighbor, say, calm down, please, calm down. Calm down. You'll get your chance to talk. Hey, have you met people like that? You can't even finish your point. You can't even finish it. They already know. How do you know when I'm not even finished what I'm going to say? But they already know. Proud. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord. And the lifting will come from Him. It won't be self-lifting. Hallelujah. I want God to lift me up. You see, when God lifts you up, when He was talking to David in the book of 1 Samuel, I believe it's chapter 7, He said to him, you'll be in the throne forever. Who can say forever? Only God can guarantee forever. I'd rather that one lift me up. Because if I lift myself up, I can fall. If somebody else lifts me up, they can say, hey, I lifted you up. Remember. My father always said, be careful of favors. Be careful. Because someone who is giving you a favor one day will want a payment for their favor. Just be humble. If you don't have a car, God gave you, you see, just use them and walk. Just walk. When they pass you with their, just smile. And when they buy a new car, celebrate them. Wow, this is the best, my friend, my sister, my whoever they are. Wow, the leather. Even it smells, the fresh new. Just be happy for them. If you can't afford, it's okay. After that, go. How do you? That's all. And be happy. Hello? Honestly, do you know, I was studying the word witchcraft. And I couldn't believe the root of the word witchcraft. It comes from the word bitterness. When you see people rising, you become bitter. Then you end up being a witch. Just come down. In your due season, God will lift you up. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. You know, one of the things that when I hear now, my spirit doesn't like anymore. It never used to be a problem, but lately my spirit doesn't like it anymore. When I hear someone say, I'm hustling, I don't like it anymore. People hustle to the point that they forget God. Sister, where were you? Pastor, I'm hustling. So calm down, please. God will lift you up. Tell anyone, say, God will lift you up. I can't hear you. Say, God will lift you up. Oh, Father, there's so much I want to tell you, but for time. The other thing about pride is that, should I take my time on pride? Then the other ones I'll give you next week. Is it a plan? All right. The other thing about pride is that pride doesn't recognize authority and does not honor authority. Pride does not recognize authority, and it does not honor authority. Because a proud person, we're all the same. We're all the same. Some years ago, I went to preach at a school. Those days I used to go preach at schools. And when I preached one of the days, they were so impressed and they invited me back. And they invited me for a service that they had organized for the learners. So I went there and preached. When I finished preaching, they were bringing people, people were coming to introduce themselves to me. And a young girl, came and said, "I am prophetess so-and-so-and-so." You're already a prophetess. All right. Amen. So someone say amen. Because we are the same. We're proud. The proud eye. We are all the same. What you are doing, I can do. I can even do it better than you. So pride nonsenses authority. When you have a child that is proud, you are their parent, they talk to you like you are same WhatsApp group. Your child calls you by name. Julia Tlagwan. You are laughing, you'll be shocked. Just some of you, your children are fake in your house. Go ask your teacher. So, okay. Be honest. Okay, be honest. Tell me about Susan. If your name is Susan, if your name is Julia, I'm not talking about you, okay? Your teacher will shock you. Just this week, I think on the Tuesday, we got a letter from our daughter's school. Come here, my daughter. Run. Yes. Look how short this person is. Look how small she is. In the letter that we got, the principal had written and said, "We have problems with some of the children." Look how her size. They don't respect the teachers. They talk back to the teachers. The size, already proud. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Put your hands together for her. A child. Talking to a teacher like you're talking to. See, pride is like we're the same. You are not a teacher. You are the same as me. Are you listening to me, somebody? Amen. When you see these traits in your heart, understand that the next step is a fall. Amen. It's a fall. Amen. That's even if you make it up. Some people, their pride will not allow them to rise. Amen. That pride is fighting your future. Amen. That pride is fighting your job. That pride is fighting your promotion. That pride is fighting your destiny. There's no demon fighting you. You are fighting yourself. I'll never forget one day, I had a dream. In this dream, I saw myself going to a mirror. When I looked at the mirror, I saw myself. But the person I was seeing in the mirror was evil. I couldn't believe. I looked and the person I saw was evil. And I realized that there are things that are in me that I have to work on. Amen. Years ago, when I was praying, for marriage, asking God to grant me the grace to get married. Do you understand? Some of you don't pray. You don't pray. You think that marriage is just 5-2. By the way, good news are coming. I'll announce very soon. Good news. I can tell anybody good news are coming. Something is about to happen.
Hallelujah.
All right, but very soon, we are waiting for one or two more details, then I will announce. Hallelujah. So I was praying, oh God, and I was telling God, I was specific. Lord, the woman I want, she must be shorter than me. Light skinned. So I was praying. God gave me exactly what I asked for. You are not praying. Some of you, when they ask you what you want to eat, you say anything. Then God will give you anything. Hallelujah. So one day God stopped me from praying. And he said to me, start praying for yourself that you'll be a good husband to your wife. I said, ha, I never even thought to think like that. Because if I'm only praying, my wife must be like, it means I'm saying I'm perfect. So I started praying and asking God, Lord, build me up to be the type of husband that, you know, you will be proud of. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Stop equalizing yourself with people. Stop it. If someone is in authority, whether it be in your workplace, whether it be, in any organization or even in the church, sometimes the people that we, especially in the church, in fact, even in the workplace, I remember, you know, when I started working, there was this other lady that used to work there. And so in the workplace where I was working, we call everyone by name. Whether you are 90, whether you have white hair, whether you are what, your name. Whether you are a boss or whether we just call each other by name. Then one lady came and said to me, look, my son is the same age as you. You can't call me by name. So we used to call her mom something. I don't want to mention her name. Hallelujah. But that woman was a serial equalizer. Because she thought that position is by age. It's not by age. It's by skill. It's by what you can contribute. Many people struggle with that. They think that as you are getting older, you have to get a bigger salary. No, no, no. A good business person doesn't look at it that way. A good business person is, what can you contribute? Yes. You can be young, but if you contribute more, I will raise you up. Amen. So sometimes you find in an organization, sometimes in a church, sometimes anywhere in your career, you find that you are older than certain people, but they hold higher positions than you. And because they are older than you, you can't submit to that authority. You will struggle. Amen. They will fire you. Amen. Because some of you also, you don't work and you are proud. Amen. Hey, the amens of this. Let me just stick around my wife and know I'm safe around my wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah. Say, neighbor. If there's any pride in you, please work on it. You are married and you are proud. Proud, proud, proud. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. May you not marry a very proud person. You have taken your time to prepare a meal for your husband. You've even looked at recipes, you Googled. When he comes back and King Matlakala. Forgive. Forgive. Your marriage will be sour. It won't be sweet. It won't be smooth. You are married to a woman. When you come back It's like, but you have hands, Moss. Huh? Don't you have hands? Eesh. It can break your marriage, can destroy the blessing that God has given you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Yeah.
Be careful of things that will take you down when you are up there. One man of God said, when you are flying low, it's okay to make mistakes, because when you fall, I mean, you are low enough to the ground that you will not die. But when you start flying high up there, and you make mistakes up there, hey. When I went on an aeroplane for the first time in my life, I saw it going through the clouds. I said, Jesus. When it is up there and it just does, you hold your heart. Hold your heart. Because if anything happens up there, the chances of survival, even if you survive, you'll never be the same. So there are things that you have to work on now. So that when you reach there, you stay up there. Tell your neighbor, you stay up there. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Many people are not patient enough for the blessing of the Lord. Because God, His priority is not just to lift you up, but He wants you to stay up. So if He still notices certain things that can pull you down, He will wait. He will wait. He will wait until you humble yourself. It took Moses 40 years. 40 years. For him to be ready to be used by God. How many years?
40.
40. Moses had a problem with anger. Anger. Are you listening to me? And very anointed. Someone who loved God dearly. But his anger was a problem. So one time God said to him, hit the rock, and he hit the rock and water came out. And then the other time the children of Israel were complaining, you brought us here to come and kill us. There are people who are anointed in complaining. You're a serial complainer. You're a problem, Mara. Everything you must complain, everything. So anyway, Moses was getting angry because of the complaints. And God said to him, this time I don't want you to hit the rock. Speak to it and water will come out. But he was so drunk with the anger that he hit the rock again. Do you know that Moses never made it to the promised land because of his anger? God killed him. He said, I'm going to kill you because he didn't honor me by that rock. It wasn't Satan, it wasn't a demon, it was his anger that didn't allow him to enter into the final destiny. Joshua had to take place to continue the journey. There are things in our lives that if we don't work on, they become a hindrance to your future. Or they become the reason why you fall in your high place that God has for you. This is the message I believe that God wants me to give you. So over the weeks, we'll go over them one by one, nicely. By the time I finish, if pride is not your problem, I'll find yours. Tell your neighbor, say, he'll find yours. Don't worry, relax. Just keep coming to church. We'll find your problem. Hallelujah. Yeah. No one here is perfect. As long as you're a human being. There is some small nyana skeleton that must be dealt with.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
Yeah. Because you must climb and you must stay. In fact, you must keep climbing. Keep climbing. Keep climbing. Keep climbing. Keep climbing. Till your last day on this earth, you must be climbing. Am I talking to somebody here? So today we are just dealing with pride. If there are elements or traces of pride in your life, in your heart, begin to work on them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
If you go to work somewhere and people who are your bosses are younger than you, it's okay. There's a reason they're up there. Learn from them. Huh? Learn. Take the skill humbly. Humbly. That's one of the things that I taught myself when I was working that was helping me to climb in the working world. I was scanned to see who's got what. By that I mean there'll be people that I would notice. One particular guy, I noticed that when he comes to the office, straight to his computer, switches is on, he's working. And I noticed other people, hey, how was your weekend? Wow. And they will talk for 1 hour. 1.5 hours, and I watch and also, which one is the better one here? Let me copy what that guy is doing. So when I got to work, my computer working. Now, one of the things that I've noticed, that I've also now noticed, that my daughter is actually the same as me. I'm easily distracted. And I noticed it when I was working. And now there's this other white guy. He used to come here. You'd even come in the morning. Hello, hello, Mr. H. And he would just, like, he didn't hear you. And it's not that, you know, he doesn't greet people. He's so focused in the work that he can't hear you. So I will even wait for him to, you know, because he used to smoke, to go take a smoke break. And I say, Mr. H, how are you? Then he said, oh, hey, you are here. And I've been there. He's saying, you are here. I didn't see you. So I said, I must copy this one. The focus in the work is a good quality that I must have in my heart, in my life. But many of you copy the wrong thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say neighbor, from today, pride falls in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord. So please remember that the danger of this thing is that it can pull you down. Lucifer was an archangel. Lucifer was a cherub. An archangel is like a head angel. In the whole Bible, we hear about three archangels: Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. They're the only ones. All the other angels are not archangels. And Lucifer is the only angel who has two positions. He's an archangel and he's also a cherub. But the day pride was found in his heart, he lost everything. Everything. Right? Don't lose everything, okay? Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. God bless you.